"What's this?" said Mrs. Longbottom sharply. "Haven't you told your friends about your parents, Neville?" Neville took a deep breath, looked up at the ceiling, and shook his head. Harry could not remember ever feeling sorrier for anyone, but he could not think of any way of helping Neville out of the situation.
"Well, it's nothing to be ashamed of," said Mrs. Longbottom angrily. "You should be proud, Neville, proud. They didn't give their health and their sanity so their only son would be ashamed of them, you know."
"I'm not ashamed,"
said Neville very faintly, still looking anywhere but at Harry and the others. Ron was now standing on tiptoe to look over at the inhabitants of the two beds.
"Well, you've got a funny way of showing it," said Mrs. Longbottom. "My son and his wife," she said, turning haughtily to Harry, Ron, Hermione, and Ginny, "were tortured into insanity by you-know-who's followers."
Hermione and Ginny both clapped their hands over their mouths. Ron stopped craning his neck to catch a glimpse of Neville's parents and looked mortified.
"They were Aurors, you know, and very well respected within the wizarding community,"
Mrs. Longbottom went on.
"Highly gifted, the pair of them. I..." "Yes, Alice, dear? What is it?"
Neville's mother had come edging down the ward in her nightdress. She no longer had the plump, happy-looking face Harry had seen in Moody's old photograph of the original Order of the Phoenix. Her face was thin and worn now. Her eyes seemed overlarge, and her hair, which had turned white, was wispy and dead-looking. She did not seem to want to speak, or perhaps she was not able to, but she made timid motions toward Neville, holding something in her outstretched hand.
"Again?" said Mrs. Longbottom, sounding slightly weary. "Very well, Alice, dear, very well. Neville, take it, whatever it is."
But Neville had already stretched out his hand, into which his mother dropped an empty Droobles blowing gum wrapper.
"Very nice, dear,"
said Neville's grandmother in a falsely cheery voice, patting his mother on the shoulder. But Neville said quietly,
"Thanks, Mum."
His mother tottered away, back up the ward, humming to herself. Neville looked around at the others, his expression defiant, as though daring them to laugh. But Harry did not think he'd ever found anything less funny in his life.
"Well, we better get back,"
sighed Mrs. Longbottom, drawing on long green gloves.
"Very nice to have met you all. Neville, put that wrapper in the bin. She must have given you enough of them to paper your bedroom by now."
But as they left, Harry was sure he saw Neville slip the wrapper into his pocket. The door closed behind them.
"I never knew,"
said Hermione, who looked tearful.
"Nor did I,"
said Ron rather hoarsely.
"Nor me,"
whispered Ginny. They all looked at Harry.
"I did," he said glumly.
"Dumbledore told me, but I promised I wouldn't mention it. That's what Bellatrix Lestrange got sent to Azkaban for, using the Cruciatus curse on Neville's parents until they lost their minds."
"Bellatrix Lestrange did that?"
whispered Hermione, horrified.
"That woman Creature's got a photo of in his den?"
There was a long silence, broken by Lockhart's angry voice.
"Look, I didn't learn joined-up writing for nothing, you know."